for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Come on.
Okay.
We're in action.
Okay.
Move a little bit here.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating balatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya.
Bulawano!
Mga kaibigan, salamat Panginoong Diyos. No? Pinag-ingatan tayo sa ating butihing Diyos. Amen. At salamat sa pinag-ingatan tayong lahat, no, dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay dos Pilipinas o kahit saan sulok ng mundo. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos. Brother Sag and Brother Angus, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning.
Salamat, Panginoong Diyos.
Yeah.
Good morning. And before we start, I ask Brother Sag to lead us in a words of prayer.
Lord, this morning we thank you for our ability to share the heart of God and the whole process of trusting, leaning in, acknowledging him.
Amen.
And the process where he takes care of us as we care about him. So today we celebrate the truth of it.
Amen.
We celebrate that you take us into good things. And today we thank you for that which we want to share, that it might communicate and be a blessing. Amen.
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 You know already that I'm
yes, we have our birthday greetings.
last Sunday,
yes.
Supposedly I should play a birthday song because May 17, it was the birthday of my beloved granddaughter, Ia.
Your granddaughter?
Yes.
Oh, the little one.
But I forgot. Only my cousin and my friends. But no problem. I can greet belated happy birthday. And also, after my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, May 18. So no problem, because I can greet them even belated. So, Dai May, belated happy birthday, Dai, and Inday Iya, belated happy birthday at sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo din to mga kaibigan, no? Hindi lang natin mapangalanan, pero salamat Panginoong Diyos. At Brother Boy Gone, belated happy birthday, Brad. And this brother, God bless him in my life too. Very nice guy.
Yeah.
And he is one of the minister of the gospel in the Philippines, particular in the province of my mother in Leyte province.
Okay. Yes.
So Brother Boy Gurney, God bless your brother and your family as well as your ministry. God bless you more.
Amen.
In thy May, belated happy birthday, Dai Iya, at sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo itong lahat. And ito na, happy birthday mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen pa rin. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
is from Wilder. It's hard to find music by
Bumabati ako sa iyo. Oh, happy birthday, aking sinta.
Kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat Panginoong Diyos. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song kay Ma'am Eve Carlson Tourniquet. Jesus, I believe what you have said. Maganda ito mga kaibigan, no? Ay, pakinggan muna natin ang ating gospel song. Ito na mga kaibigan, Jesus, I believe what you have said.
Tears are blinding.
Amen. Thanks be to God. No, we, Jesus, I believe what you have said. So we believe what the Lord had said to us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
He was telling us. And thank you so much. That message from that gospel song.
Amen.
By Mom Evie Thonicke. So Brother Zach, you can start. So
yeah.
Our theme, what our theme?
Our theme this morning, good morning everyone, is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6. And I believe that God will speak a word to our listeners this morning, Brother Len and Zach. And we're going to use the letter T, as in Tom, T. And we're going to talk about trust, because it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust. Trust in the Lord. What does it say? With all your heart. And then we got verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. So we trust the Lord. And then it says in verse 6, we must acknowledge Him.
Amen.
And He shall make your path straight. I'd just like to ask Brother Len if he could read us in Tagalog, please.
Tagalog.
Thank you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6. Thank you.
Tumiwala ka sa Panginoon ng buong puso mo at huwag kang manalig sa iyong sariling kaunawaan. Kilalanin mo siya sa lahat ng iyong mga lakad at kanyang ituturo ang iyong mga landas. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
The first of the three T we're going to listen to this morning, listeners, is the word trust, T-R-U-S-T. We've just read Proverbs chapter 3, 5, 6. Secondly, we're going to go to the thought of transformation, or the word transform. We will find that in Acts chapter 9, and we read from verse 1 all the way up to verse 17, so forth. Now, the third and last that we would think of, the first is, of course, trust. Trust in the Lord. Acknowledge Him.
Amen.
Secondly, we'll go to Acts chapter 9. What do we pick out of that? A transformed life. A transformed life. And thirdly, these are the favorites that comes out of the thoughts of a song. To be like Jesus. What does it say? To be like Jesus.
Amen.
To be like Jesus. All I ask, what does it say, Zach? Is to be like Him.
Yeah.
Now, before we go to the three that we're talking about, let's just break this up into what we want to say. What are we going to mean by trust? We're going to go to our dear brother, Zach. He's going to deal with trust. But I want you to keep this thought in mind. When we're talking about trust, nothing just happens in life. It's what we call issues come up and things happen around us.
Yeah.
Secondly,
yeah.
What is God showing us in relation to trust?
Mm.
Transformation. To be like Jesus.
Yeah.
Zach is a wonderful friend of ours. And Zach, thank you for coming on board this morning. We nice to see that you have a haircut and you're ready to roll.
Yeah, I'll cut that one, yeah.
Zach is very smart this morning. He's always been smart. So, Zach, would you like to introduce to us, give us your heart on trust.
So, trust is, it's hard to know exactly how we trust. And sometimes we have to even go backwards. You know, the number of people who I try and encourage, and that they say, but I've tried that, you know, I've tried it, and then they get really upset and they say I've tried and it didn't work, and you sort of say maybe it's because I kept trying rather than trusting. You know how there's other words related to trust, like maybe surrender.
Amen.
You know, surrender.
Amen.
It all to you, Lord. And when I surrender, I can't actually do anything. Only God does stuff. What about like in James 4:7, submit to God, and they say, well, how do I do that? It's a bit like trust. Submit, surrender, and allow him to lead. And you know, it says, if I first surrender to him, somehow the rest works.
Amen.
And trust is just like that. In Psalm and Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Lean not on your own understanding, it says. Do you know in Philippians 4, where it talks about don't be anxious about anything. And
amen.
Then in the next verse it says,
amen.
And then
yes.
The peace of God, which goes past your understanding. How about that? Actually past your understanding.
Yes.
And that's the crunch to it. So I surrender. I say, I give up, Lord. I can't do it at all. I need you to do it because I get in the way.
Amen.
And so what do? I surrender. I submit to him. And somehow it starts working. And maybe the other little bit of that is that, you know, often we don't feel quite connected. And, you know, in Matthew 11, where it says, take my yoke upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
And it finishes off, my yoke is easy and my burden is light in verse 30, 11:30. And there's part of my challenge is that
Amen.
He wants me to do it with him, but he wants to lead. And he carries the load and I'm just enjoying being part of the process. That's what trust is about. He helps me because I can't do it myself. And that's what trust is about.
Amen. Thank you, Zach. Bless your heart. Acts chapter 9. We find in verse 1 to verse 17. Excuse me this morning. We spoke about the area of trust that's called the issues of life. We need to work through those issues. Zach was just sharing on that on submission and surrender. But do you know that nothing just happens? That's a thought. Nothing just happens.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask this morning that the Holy Spirit would visit us and just help us to understand what it is when God reveals himself through a situation.
Yeah.
Now we know that Zach Roland.
Yes.
In Acts chapter 9, it's about a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus. What do we know about Saul of Tarsus? Zach, what do you know about Saul of Tarsus?
Well, when he was called Saul, he was very legal. He was very tough. And he was defending Judaism because he'd been really well trained in what to believe and who to trust. And so he was not very nice to Christians.
It says in verse 3, thank you, Zach. Verse 3, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. We'll go to the Tagalog version there. Thank you, Roland. Acts 9, verse 3, please.
Acts 9.
Verse 3, please.
Verse 3.
3, yes, please.
Okay. At sa kanyang paglalakad ay nangyari sa siya'y malapit sa Damascus at pagdakay nagliwanag sa palibot niya ang isang ilaw mula sa langit. Oh, light from heaven.
Amen. Now, there was a voice that came out of the light, Roland.
Yes.
That verse, in verse 4, can we read that in Tagalog? I'll go in English first. Then he fell to the ground. Who fell to the ground, Zach?
Saul.
And he heard a voice saying to him, let's have the Tagalog. Verse 4.
At siya nasubasob sa lupa at nakarinig ng isang tinig na sa kanya'y nagsasabi, Saulo, Saulo, bakit mo ako pinag-uusig?
Verse 5. He said, who are you? Who are you, Lord? And the voice was saying to him, why are you
persecuting me?
Why are you persecuting me? Now, what is God showing us? Number one, nothing just happens. Number two, in what we see here, what is God showing us? Let's read verse 6. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, in Tagalog, verse 6.
Arise, ngunit magtindig ka at ikaw ay pumasok sa bayan at sasalitain sa iyo ang dapat mong gawin. Amen.
And there was a man. His name was Ananias. Zach, what can you tell us about this man, Ananias?
Well, he was both a prophet and a preacher. He was a lovely man of God.
And what happened to him?
Well,
he saw a vision, did he?
He saw a vision of this guy Saul, who he did not like much at all.
Let's go to verse 10. Now there was a certain disciple, as Zach said, at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision,
verse 10,
please.
Ngayon nga'y may isang alagad na sa Damasco at nagngangalang Ananias. At sinabi sa kanya ng Panginoon sa pangitain, Ananias, at sinabi niya, narito ako, Panginoon. Amen.
Verse 11, the Lord said to him, like what did he say?
Get up.
Arise.
And go to the street called Straight.
What will you find?
And inquire at the house of Judas, a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying.
In a vision? He has seen a man named
Ananias.
Verse 12.
At nakita niya ang isang lalaking nagngangalang Ananias na pumapasok at ipinapatong ang kanyang mga kamay sa kanya upang tanggapin niya ang kanyang paningin.
Ananias said, Zach, I've heard. Verse 13. What did he say, Zach?
I've heard from many people about this man.
What?
How much harm he did to your saints in Jerusalem.
Did you hear that, folks? Harm.
Yeah.
He did harm.
Yeah.
He was not a good man. Verse 14. And there he has authority from who, Zach?
From the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name.
But the Lord said to him, verse 15, in Tagalog, verse 15.
Natapwat sinabi sa kanya ng Panginoon, pumaroon ka, sapagkat siya'y sisidlang hirang sa akin upang dalhin ang aking pangalan sa harapan ng mga hintil at ng mga hari at ng mga anak ni Israel.
What happened? Yeah. He became a transformed man.
Amen.
Yeah. He became a new... Yeah. What's it say, Zach? Became new.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because it says, I'm going to show him how much he must suffer on behalf of my name. Now, I might have run away on that one.
Hallelujah.
So,
but he didn't.
Yeah, because Saul was encountered the Lord Jesus Christ at the...
An amazing encounter.
Amen.
Yeah.
Encountered, yeah.
Yeah.
And so there was a real transformation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a persecutor of the Christian.
Yeah.
Because he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ from persecutor... He became a preacher.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Which is amazing. And he must have heard that statement about the mischief that would occur to him. Yes. Mm. Yet he said, I don't care. I've seen Jesus.
Well, in John chapter 8, Zach and Roland, John chapter 8, verse 12, what is the statement that's made here? Zach, you should notice from Sunday school. Sunday school? We're going to read in Tagalog first. John chapter 8, verse 12. Zach, you must go to Sunday school.
Yes. I must.
Verse 12, please.
Of course.
I read in Tagalog?
In Tagalog, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Muli nga nagsalita sa kanila ang Panginoong Hesus na sinasabi, Ako ang ilaw, ang nang sanlibutan. Ang sumunod sa akin ay hindi nalalakad sa kadiliman, kundi magkaroon ng ilaw ng kabuhayan.
And what's that in English, Zach?
Well, I'm the light of the world.
Oh, amen.
It's really interesting, you know, in Genesis 1 and about verse 4, it says, and then he made the light. And one of the interesting things in the Maori Bible is that it was called marama.
Marama.
Marama, which means understanding, insight, and or revelation. So when you see the light, you understand, just like Paul did. He understood the difference. And he celebrated it because he turned from persecuting a church to celebrating it. To the point where he was persecuted by other people, and he didn't turn away. Because why? Because this revelation was just transformational for him.
Amen.
Yeah.
So he lived the rest of his life with this attitude to be more like Jesus.
So because we have more 4 minutes left.
Oh, wait, 4 minutes, okay. So what does it mean to be more like Jesus? Because Roland, you're more like Jesus now. When we see you, we think we're looking at Jesus.
We are Christians, and the Lord is the light of the world.
Yeah.
When we follow him, because he is Christ, after the name of Christ, so those who are following him, they are called Christians.
Yeah.
So Christians must be like the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, one of his attributes, he is merciful.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Loving Lord.
Amen.
Everything that the good virtues he has, it all.
Yeah.
So if you are a Christian, still there's no transformation.
Yeah.
You are still bad person.
Yeah.
So when you encounter really the Lord Jesus Christ, there will be transformation, just like what had happened to Paul.
Oh,
he was a persecutor. Yeah. When he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, from persecutor to he became preacher.
Yes, yeah. And, of course, what he has done, he said, I'll be closer than a brother to you. And which is a wonder. So that's my challenge. That's our challenge. To be closer than a brother to those that we're involved with.
Okay, 1 minute more.
Yeah. And the other thing is that he says he will never leave you.
Amen.
Never leave you. So that's what I want to be like too. I want to be one who stands close and I don't walk away. Why? Because he is the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Father. Yes, we just acknowledge, Lord, this morning that our trust is not in man.
Yes.
But our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And we're not transformed by the outward, but by the inward.
Yeah.
We thank you that you've given us the heart's desires to obey you, to honor you.